A Guide to Accessing Community-Based Adult Learning for Disabled People. Episode 6, Your Rights as a Disabled Learner. This section has been adapted from our more extensive guide to the Equality Act in Post-School Learning, which you can find on the LEAD website, www.lead.org.uk. It provides an introduction to the Equality Act, explains what your rights are, and provides an overview of reasonable adjustments. The Equality Act came into force in October 2010 and replaced the Disability Discrimination Act as well as other anti-discrimination laws. Its purpose is to protect people from being treated unfairly and to promote equality. It aims to protect people from discrimination in relation to disability, age, race, sex, sexual orientation, religion and belief, gender reassignment, pregnancy and maternity, and marriage and civil partnership. This section focuses on disability discrimination, but you can find out about the other types of discrimination listed from the Equality and Human Rights Commission. To be protected under the Equality Act, individuals must meet the legal definition of disability. Disability is defined as a physical or mental impairment which has a substantial and long-term adverse effect on your ability to carry out normal day-to-day activities. Long-term means the impairment has lasted at least a year or is likely to last at least a year. Fluctuating conditions are covered if they are likely to recur. Substantial means anything more than minor or trivial, like a cold or a sore head. Normal day-to-day activities refer to everyday functions like moving, dressing, communicating, keeping safe, and using public transport, etc. This is a broad definition where there are a wide variety of conditions and impairments that will be covered, although each part of the definition must apply before the person can be classified as disabled under the Act. The only exceptions to this are cancer, HIV, and multiple sclerosis, which are covered from the point of diagnosis. When accessing community-based adult learning, the organisation providing the opportunity has a legal responsibility to make sure you have equal access to take part and the right support to ensure you can effectively participate and get the most out of the experience. Support for disabled people to access and participate in learning does not always need to be expensive. There are lots of changes organisations can make that don't require spending lots of money. For example, using all the free built-in accessibility features of Microsoft and Apple and utilising free apps. Making sure all electronic documents are fully accessible, using plain language in any communications, sharing free disability awareness and equality resources and webinars with staff to support their development, making a quiet room available for people to use when they need some time out, adapting start and finish times for people who might learn better in the morning or afternoon because of their medication, and scheduling plenty of breaks during sessions for people who might experience fatigue or chronic pain. These are just a few examples. There are many more ways learning providers can support you. Listen to the section on how to ask a learning provider to meet your support for advice from our co-authors and how they've tackled this in the past. One important thing to keep in mind is that theoretically, disabled people should never be asked to cover any costs that are incurred as a result of being disabled. In practice, this is not always easy to uphold, especially as lots of providers of community-based adult learning are small third sector organisations with very limited budgets themselves. Listen to the section on funding and support for information on where to find funding and grants. The previous examples of support are just another way of saying reasonable adjustment. A reasonable adjustment is the official term used in the Equality Act. A learning or service provider cannot refuse to provide you with a reasonable adjustment. It's either reasonable or it isn't. Here are some examples of reasonable adjustments a learning provider could make. Altering the way applications are accepted for a course. For example, could they let you apply by video using a BSL interpreter or over the telephone? Offering materials in alternative formats, such as large print, Braille, accessible electronic documents, or easy read. Allowing a flexible way to show the learning outcomes that have been met, observation or using photos, rather than tests and written assessments. Allowing a flexible learning pattern. Changing physical features and premises. Providing communication and support services such as readers, note takers, interpreters, assistive technology, or special equipment. So how do you know if your request is reasonable? What does that word actually mean? Here's a checklist to work through to help out whether the request might be reasonable. How effective and practical is it? What financial resources does the organization have? Are there any other grants or funding available, such as Disabled Students Allowance, ILF Transition Fund, Access to Work, etc.? Is there another organization responsible for providing aids and equipment, like social services? Would other people's health and safety be put at risk by making the adjustment? Would the adjustment itself result in significant disadvantage for other learners? Have a look through our guide to the Equality Act in post-school learning at www.tinyurl.com/2P8FA825, all lowercase, or if you want some advice, call the Leeds Scotland Disabled Students Helpline on 0800 999 2568. A reasonable adjustment case study. Holly has undertaken an accredited course with Leeds Scotland, which she is doing online with support from a learning coordinator and a volunteer. They are scribing, writing down the answers she gives them for her assignments. This is a reasonable adjustment to enable Holly to achieve her goals in an equitable manner. She would normally have that support face to face, but due to the pandemic restrictions, an online platform has been a good alternative. An unreasonable adjustment case study. Michael goes to a community centre where he's attending a course. Usually the group would meet on the ground floor to make sure Michael, who uses a wheelchair at times, can access the course. There is a ramp that Michael can use on a regular basis. For 2 weeks of the course, the room the group uses is not available and is scheduled to be held on the second floor. There's no lift in the building or accessible toilet on the second floor. It would not be a reasonable adjustment to ask the community centre to install these for a short period of time, as their funds are extremely limited. However, they would have a responsibility to find an alternative accessible location to hold the course for those 2 weeks that the group can't access the ground floor instead. This guide was co-produced by Leeds Scotland and a group of disabled people who all have experience of accessing community-based adult learning. The guide was created as part of a project funded by the Scottish Government's A Right to Learn Fund as part of their recovery programme. Leeds Scotland produces free online accessible guides for disabled people about post-school learning in Scotland, and this is our first guide dedicated to community-based adult learning. For more information on Leeds Scotland, go to www.leeds.org.uk. Thank you for listening.